And let's Lux Toilet Soap help out on the beauty front. Now I'd like to have you meet The Bachelor and the Bobby Soxer, starring Cary Grant as Richard Nugent and Shirley Temple as Susan, with Frances Robinson as Margaret. Years ago, a sympathetic neighbor described the Turner girls as those poor little lonely orphans. Since then, the neighbors changed her mind. True, the Turner girls are still orphans, but they don't need anybody's sympathy. There's Susan, the Bobby Soxer, 17 years old, editor of the high school paper, and swamped with boyfriends. And then there's Margaret, the lady lawyer, who is now Judge Turner, presiding in dignity over the city's municipal court. Right now, the Turner girls are at breakfast.
So it's very important that I know, Margaret.
Know what?
That case in court. The man who ran away with a 16-year-old girl. What kind of a sentence did you give him?
3 years.
Oh, fine. That cost me $2. I always bet that you won't sentence people.
If you'd spend a little more time on geometry and less...
I don't consider geometry a part of life.
Well, your teacher does. You're the first student he's ever had who defined a triangle as two women crazy over one man.
Mr. Roberts is definitely decadent. Margaret, dear.
How much this time?
Only $2.
But no more betting.
No, Margaret. And thank you very much. I often wonder why you're so good to me.
Well, you know, I'd die for you. Only sometimes it's very hard living with you.
Well, who comes up in court this morning?
Oh, nothing very exciting. Some people mixed up in a nightclub brawl. When Tommy Chamberlain phoned me about it...
Are you going to marry Tommy? After all, he's the assistant district attorney, and I think that... The call of the wild. I gotta go.
Who's calling for you this morning?
Sounds like Jerry.
But you haven't eaten your breakfast.
I'll take the $2 out of your purse, Margaret. Bye.
All right, Mr. Chamberlain. If you'll tell the court just what Richard Nugent did.
Well, Your Honor... The police picked him up in the Vampire Nightclub, a riot call. Nugent was at the bottom of all the trouble.
Which of you is Richard Nugent?
Mr. Nugent isn't here, Your Honor. I'm his attorney.
Not here?
He's out on bail.
Well, if Mr. Nugent doesn't show up within the next 60 seconds, I'll issue a bench warrant for his arrest. Meanwhile, I'd like to hear from the witnesses. Your name, Miss...
Miss Agnes Prescott. I'm an entertainer at the Vampire Club.
Oh, I have known Mr. Nugent for some time. He's an artist, so he paints lovely pictures. He once painted me.
He painted me, too.
Well, last night, as Mr. Nugent and I was having a few words at his table, we was accosted by this here lady. Our harsh words was exchanged, and Mr. Nugent came to my rescue.
I knew him first. You're the one who was butting in.
Ladies, please.
Your Honor...
Yes, Mr. Chamberlain.
This is the third occasion in which Richard Nugent has been involved in a public disturbance, and I would suggest
Your Honor, I see that my client has just arrived.
Good morning, Walters.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Agnes.
Hi,
Lawrence.
Good
morning, Dick.
You're Richard Nugent?
Your Honor? I'm frankly and honestly delighted.
Oh. Is it all right if we go ahead now?
Yeah, I'm terribly sorry, but I...
Yes, Mr. Nugent, this court works on schedule. 9 o'clock means 9 o'clock.
Yes, sir. I mean, yes, Your Honor.
You were at the Vampire Club last night.
Yes, I was. I'm doing a series of paintings on Americana, and I'm including a nightclub scene.
Creating a nightclub scene would seem more appropriate. Well, how did the fight start?
Well, Agnes had finished her spot. That's a theatrical term, Your Honor. It means her performance, her act.
Thank you.
Well, we were having a drink with Florence. That's Florence over there.
We've met.
Oh, well, she came over to the table.
Yeah, Miss Cartwright Canary apparently resented my appearance. Well, naturally, my escort was very much what
I prefer to hear Mr. Nugent's version.
Thank you. Well, Florence's escort, Joey, appeared. He objected to Florence coming to my table. One thing led to another. Joey slapped Florence, and I slapped Joey.
He was only defending American womanhood, Your Honor.
Get that, Dame.
Well, anyway, Agnes scratched Florence, and Florence scratched Agnes, and, anyone who says he remembers a fight punch for punch is lying. I don't remember.
Your Honor, the district attorney's office would like this man held over for trial.
Oh, I see no reason for that, Mr. Chamberlain. Obviously, it was a fight in which everyone participated. Everyone is equally guilty or innocent. I suggest that you all go home now and be a little less emotional in the future.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Oh, one moment. You just got here. Don't you like our court?
Oh, I like it fine.